Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
O'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. JT filling in for Drew. I guess the gig is up. I can no longer claim he just no-showed. He's actually at T-Mobile Center.
Doing work?
He is shooting basketballs presently.
Oh, so not doing
if you
work.
If you go to our Instagram channel, you guys can follow some of the coverage. Kramer and Drew are out at Big 12 Basketball Media Days, which is at T-Mobile Center. And I already saw some content. Drew was shooting a little shoot on the KU hoop, it looked like. And then the Arizona mascot came in the middle of the shot. Right.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
So he's shooting on the mini hoop.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think they're letting him.
I thought you were making it sound like he was shooting on the real hoop.
No, I don't think they let him do that. I don't know. But anyway, you can check social throughout the day. Drew will be out there, and tomorrow we'll maybe talk a little college basketball, find out some of the best things that he heard, obviously, from KU and K-State there in the Big 12.
Wasn't he the one that thought he could shoot, or not shoot, but like play golf pretty well and make it to Augusta? Yeah, yeah, well, maybe he thinks he can make the NBA too at this point.
I mean, so he did just tell us he had interest.
Someone did ask, is he in shirts? He playing shirts or skins? He is fully clothed, thank goodness.
Make him admit that first shot that they shot on social media, he didn't make. Ask him how many shots it took him to make. He will tell you it was the first shot. He will Michael Jordan and be like, oh no, man, first shot.
You don't buy that he made the first, that's the first one Kramer shot?
No. Come on, man.
I'll ask him tomorrow. Yeah.
Find out how many shots it took.
I mean, it is on a small goal. I mean, he might have just made it right away. He took one dribble, shot up, swoosh. The fact that it was a swoosh as well.
It's a good shooting stroke, I'll say that. Like, as in, I think that, like, it looks like he shot a basketball before, unlike the video this show put out.
Of you and I?
Of you and I playing basketball. Yeah. So I can't really, not to be judgmental there for sure, because we obviously
Someone says he's
not
shirtless or pantless. Again, no, he is fully clothed.
He looks professionally
dressed. You can tell it took more than one shot. Turn the volume on. Kramer finally says, there it is.
So maybe he just said there it is because he made the first one.
Yeah.
I just want to know how many shots tomorrow. Let me know.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes, we will get to the trash of the day. Cody, by the way, keeps saying, let me know. Cody's not on the show tomorrow. That's why we have a substitute teacher. Remember, substitute teacher, no Professor Tapp segment.
I gotta
tomorrow.
Go on a field trip. Try to There's, keep kids in line.
We have a substitute teacher for Cody to give us a lesson, which should be very interesting.
Do you know what the lesson's about yet?
I have no clue.
Do I need to provide them a lesson plan?
I told the individual that is subbing for you. to have a lesson ready that's not sports related. And ooh. I said, that's the only parameters.
Okay. Dang, I could have filled in real well for you, Cody.
Yeah, you're a substitute teacher anyway.
Yeah, JT actually is.
If we were off on one day, he could have absolutely done it. Yeah. I'll be heading to the Martha Lafitte Nature Sanctuary tomorrow.
Where's that?
Liberty, it says.
Never heard of it.
Okay. I'm sure it's beautiful.
We'll find out.
Weather good and everything for you, I think.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice outside.
Perfect.
He had spent all weekend trying to convince me to go.
We'll get to some beef between a pair of individuals that worked together, 2 years ago, and for whatever reason, both taking shots at one another again, but I'm here for it. It was kind of fun yesterday. We'll let you know what that is. You'll hear some of the audio in just a bit, but what is also back closer to 2022 is the big play offense for Kansas City. Just some more numbers to put behind it. I think we've all watched the last few weeks and recognized that big play opportunities are back with this offense. But the most big plays through week 7 of the NFL season, the Bears actually have the most, averaging 8 of them per game. The Rams have the second most, then the Bills, the Ravens, Seahawks, Vikings, and then the Chiefs. The Chiefs are in the top 10 of the league in big plays per game, and I would argue they could have had a few more against the Raiders.
7th total.
Yeah, 7th overall, yep.
So when you – look, I got to be honest. That is coming with more rushes above 10 yards than I was anticipating. This is what's the most fascinating part about it. The Chiefs have 25 rushes of 10 or more yards. When you look at the rest of the league, that's one of the better teams in the league. The New York Jets have more than that. Okay, kudos to them. The Baltimore Ravens and the Chicago Bears and Denver Broncos have more rushes of 10-plus yards. That's it. Are you surprised that the Chiefs are in the top 10 in rushes over 10-plus yards? So what this
Mahomes
is telling me
is accounted for a couple of those.
Mahomes is just creating 10-plus yard plays, big plays constantly, because it's rushes over 10 yards, receptions over 10 yards, and the reception or 20 yards. And they're certainly well over that category as well. Finally, man, just finally. Because it's not just the rushes that are keeping in that category. They're obviously one of the better teams in the passing game, too. And I expect the passing numbers to increase moving forward the rest of the way. I expect Rashee Rice to get yards over 20-plus yards. They needed this for a while. This is what's going to make them in that 30-plus points per game the rest of the way. I think they're going to average 30 points per game the rest of the season. Don't you? Does anyone expect less?
On average, yeah. Yeah, on average, I think so.
I'm going to say they'll score 30 in every game, but I think they'll average 30 points per game the rest of the way.
I think that's very realistic, and based on the opponents they're playing, you get into that, even though we feel good about the defense, there's some of those games they will have to. Not every game, but there will be some opponents during
Dallas,
the rest that you will feel like you got to get to 30. And I know this defense held the Lions. That's the part where you look at on top offense and the Lions to 17. So maybe you think, all right, well, they don't have to. But there will be a game. I don't know when. Maybe it's the Bills. Maybe it's the Colts based on their offense right now, where you'll feel like the Chiefs have to get to 30 to beat the Colts. I don't know. That's what it seems like based on what we're seeing from Indy right now. So there'll be some point where that is a requirement. Yeah.
There are only 4 teams on there. So not a small amount. 4 of their remaining games are against teams currently ranking in the top 10 in defensive points per game. So it's like, can they hold them down? Houston is 1, Denver twice, and not Buffalo. Who's the other one? No, I'm trying to... Indianapolis.
Okay.
Team that we mentioned.
Remember, last year the Chiefs were only scoring 22.6 points per game, which was 12th. I think they finished 12th in the league.
Somebody asks, is Mahomes 23 of the 10-plus yard runs? Believe it or not,
he feels like he's well over half.
Yeah, probably. I'm not saying he's not, but so what? That's a real part of your offense. We wouldn't, if this were the Buffalo Bills, if this were the Baltimore Ravens, would anybody even ask that question? Would you even mention it as a potential knock? No, they wouldn't. Patrick Mahomes this season is on pace for 700 yards rushing and like 12 rushing touchdowns. It is a part of their offense. It counts all the same. Do I say do they have to keep getting from those areas? Honestly, you think that Mahomes is getting 10-plus yard rushes now. You know, we talked about how having Rashee Rice back makes it easier for Travis Kelce, how having Rashee Rice makes it easier for Xavier Worthy. What do you think, that the rushes are going away? You think the teams can afford a spy against what the Chiefs are currently rolling out on offense? You think that they can just dedicate a linebacker to standing around watching Patrick Mahomes? Because I sure as hell don't think they can. I think genuinely that got harder for them. That got harder for teams to guard Patrick Mahomes in the running game. Those runs might actually be easier for him to get the rest of the year. Not harder. And so, like, if that's the case, well, then, yeah, I do think that there's more of those coming.
913-586-7965 says, yeah, you guys don't think they're going to win out. The defense isn't giving up 30 in any game remaining. I don't know about that. I feel great about the defense. I don't know if
I think the Colts could get 30 against them.
They're just going to win, you know, 10 in a row. It's the NFL would be the pushback. I on the surface, I agree with the point, which is we all think the offense can average 30. We all feel good about the defense. Top 10 defense, top 10 offense. They should win a majority of their games going forward. I agree with that. To say that they're just not going to lose, it's the NFL. I mean, there's not a team in the league right now, including the Chiefs, that I think you should just say, oh, yeah, they're just not going to lose the rest of the season. It's the NFL. Look at the Jags. I mean, the Jags game to me is my example of that. Like, the Chiefs played great for the most part, outdid them in everything but the pick six, essentially, and one blunder on a Trevor Lawrence play where he fell down and got back up. And so that was a game where we all agree, like, they played better than the Jags, and they still lost. So weird stuff happens in the NFL. I don't know if it's going to be against Buffalo, it's going to be against the Cowboys, it's going to surprise us, it's going to be the rematch against the Chargers. I don't know. The Chiefs, to get to 14 wins and not lose a game the rest of the season, I will take that bet, I guess, is what I would say.
This might surprise you as it relates to the big play. And we will talk more about where we think the Chiefs' next loss is coming. Kareem Hunt, I mentioned a big play is a run of 10 or more yards. Kareem Hunt has a run of 10 or more yards in 3 of the 7 games this season. Isaiah Pacheco has a run of 10 or more yards in 6 of the 7 games this season. They aren't all just coming from Patrick Mahomes. Those guys are putting those plays on paper for the team. Rashard Smith essentially has no carries on the season, so I won't mention him for this purpose of the rushing. But Kareem Hunt has had one in 90% of the game, at least one, in 90% of the games this season, and Kareem Hunt has had him in about half the games this season. They are contributing to what they would call the big play, and honestly, same thing. Those should also get easier. The Chiefs are going to be one of the better big play offenses this season. That remains pretty obvious.
Yeah, they're
one of the better yards per play, better big play. They're the better offenses in the league. It makes sense.
Yeah, they will be favorites in every game for those that are saying they're going to win out. Yeah, they will be favorites. They will have a chance to win every single game. They will be favorites in every single game. That doesn't mean it is going to happen, though, right? Like, there's upsets in the NFL happen all the time. You have a bad day at the office, an injury happens in game all of a sudden, and things change. But I think updated win total wise, preseason I had them as a 14 win team. It'd be very easy for me to sit here and say, because I predicted 14 wins before, that I still think they're getting to 14 and they're just not going to lose a game. No, my updated number is like 13 or 12. And that, by the way, I think
considering
still wins the division.
0-2 and 1-3 feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't want to say for sure. 10 plus yard runs. Where do you think, somebody asked me, where do you think Isaiah Pacheco ranks this season in that?
Middle of the road. I don't know.
In the NFL? Yeah, he's 17th.
Okay, yeah.
He's behind guys like Taylor and Achan and Javonte Williams and Bijan Robinson, but he's perfectly fine. He's like middle of the road. Middle of the NFL season, but they also have a few from Kareem Hunt as well.
We'll get to the trash of the day here in about 8 minutes or so, but let's go to Denver/New York because...
A little of both.
Yeah, well, it started with Sean Payton. Sean Payton was talking after their come-from-behind win against the New York Giants. And I think this was on Monday, so not like literally right after the game, but on Monday he was just asked more follow-up questions. And Sean Payton was speaking about how they were happy Jackson Dart, or weren't happy Jackson Dart was the quarterback.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent 4 of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11. Close with the Mayor Tisch family, and you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
No, he's not wrong. We said the same thing here in Kansas City. We said, thank goodness they didn't switch to Jackson Dart, and the Chiefs at that time weren't playing great football yet, and they got to face Russell Wilson, who was terrible. Thank goodness Russell Wilson carved up the Cowboys the week before, although they would have switched to Jackson Dart for the Chiefs game.
True, and it would have been a more difficult game.
It doesn't mean the Chiefs wouldn't have won, but it would have been a much different story as far as competitiveness, a 22-9 win. Remember, for Kansas City, in the first half was one of the worst halves of football you've ever seen.
And then they dominated the second half.
They did. And so Sean Payton's correct. Now he said it out loud. So then Russell Wilson, it gets back to him. And Russ usually plays the like straight and narrow, perfect thing, you know.
I just love people and love life, and I'm a nice guy. Yeah. And he's got a very much like
unlimited,
even keel energy guy.
He tweeted after this video went viral the other day, classless, ... but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Sunglass, cool emoji, laughing emoji, let's ride.
Honestly, pretty good shot.
They're still beefing.
Didn't know you were still bounty hunting 15 plus. They hate each other. Look, there's no reason for Sean Payton to take the shot, I guess is what it is. Sean Payton is an NFL head coach. Typically, when it's a starter, a guy who played for you.
Yeah.
Like, if he never played for you in a weird way, people understand it and respect it more. Hell, Mike Tomlin just had one of the deepest digs on Anthony Richardson not that long ago when he had said he had told his defensive line to leave him upright. So he didn't leave
That's way worse than what Sean Payton
but
did.
But at least it wasn't. Sean Payton, it's worse in my opinion because he played for the man. He was a player for you. You don't have to take shots at a guy who actively played in an NFL game for you, do you? Damn.
I mean, he didn't have to, but I also think, you know, him saying that, yeah, we were open and we didn't have to face Jackson Dart is essentially what he said. It's what we all know, by the way. We all know that that's the case.
Pretty good insult.
Now,
Russell
good
Wilson,
on Russ for responding back.
Yeah,
and I have no issue with how Russ clapped back. And yeah, bounty hunting 15 years later is a great comeback.
It's a pretty good line. Do you think how long do you think he sat on crafting that one?
Sierra helped him or whatever.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You helped him. Like, I'm just curious how long he sat there thinking, what am I going to go with here?
Yeah.
On Sean Payton's end. And look, Sean Payton's going to claim I wasn't taking a shot.
I don't have an issue with either individual in this whole thing, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, Russ, you have every right to respond back the way you did.
Yeah, you're allowed to defend yourself.
I don't think Sean Payton said the worst thing on earth either. You know, I was like, okay.
What the hell happened there? How did that go?
It was never his guy.
And it was not a good fit. And obviously, Russell Wilson wasn't the same player. By the time he got to and was around the Broncos, they have to
remember. Now, remember, initially, the first 5 weeks of last year when Russ was cooking in Pittsburgh, everybody was saying, oh, this makes Sean Payton look terrible.
Yeah.
Now, Bo Nix looked great with Sean Payton, too. So then you say, hey, you wanted his guy. But then Russ, after 5 weeks or whatever, was it Russ for 5 weeks and then they went to Justin Fields or was it Fields and then they went to, I can't remember
the problem is Russell Wilson is now on his fourth straight team in which he is no longer the starter. They get better.
Yeah.
As in, he left Seattle, they became a better team. He left Denver, they became a better team. He left Pittsburgh, they are now better. Now, they benched him in New York, and they're better. Like, it's not a great... Like, yeah. Russell Wilson doesn't have a lot to back up on the football field right now, from that perspective. But firing a bounty gate shot, I think, is pretty
solid. It's crazy how people now, especially younger NFL fans, are going to remember Russ as, like, this guy that just stinks. People forget, he was really, really good the first 6-7 years of his career. In Seattle. Really, really good. But it's a what have you done for me lately kind of thing on a much smaller scale than what we discussed with Bill Belichick, where it's like legacy-wise, people are going, it absolutely
it's
is hurting.
Hurt his Hall of Fame case.
It absolutely is.
He's going to have to sit in there and everyone's going to be like, but remember when he stunk? Right? Like, remember how he stunk at the end? Was Russell Wilson on that game?
Unlimited diarrhea.
Or was he just on, you know, like, was he just on good teams and, like, managing?
No, them? Russ was playing
They're
some very
They're
going to
start talking
football.
About him like he was Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he was very good in Seattle. Very,
I don't disagree.
You know,
but
his
I'm
last
saying,
year
like,
in Seattle, it came quick. Like, his last year in Seattle was very evident he wasn't the same quarterback. And, look, we all thought when the Broncos traded for him that the Broncos, at the time, it was actually a smart decision to trade for him. Bad decision at the time even to give him the contract, and then it all blew up in their face. It was fine
they
for me.
They gave him the contract before he played a snap.
Going back, I get why the Broncos traded for Russell
Absolutely.
Wilson. What they did not have to do, though, is give him a mega extension on top of it. That's where they really screwed it up on, you know, they compounded their problem.
Yes, because he had 2 years left under contract.
Yeah.
They could have just said, Russ, we traded for you. We gave you all the first-round picks. Let's see what you got. And they could have washed themselves away from this issue instead. Little news and notes in the NFL. I know people are always asking about injuries. Jets quarterback Tyrod Taylor, who had a chance to start this Sunday, is now considered day-to-day with a knee injury. So just as a warning, I would tell you, there's a chance Justin Fields might get one more start for the currently winless New York Jets, who Cincinnati has this week. I was kind of thinking if it was going to be Tyrod Taylor, I was going to maybe
How
lean towards them
the
to get
knee thing?
Cincinnati. I don't know. They just call him day-to-day. That was the report, according to
Adam
Schefter.
Because their owner basically came out saying Justin Fields shouldn't start for the team.
He said, I like the job Aaron Glenn's doing. What's he supposed to do when we got a quarterback who stinks?
Aaron Glenn.
He didn't say that exactly, but that's pretty much what he said.
Aaron Glenn said he doesn't want to give the Bengals a competitive advantage, so he's not going to reveal whether Fields or Tyrod are starting. So that's also what some of this is.
I got to be honest.
It'll be Tyrod.
Bengals don't care. What do you think? Like, this is the part where, like, coaches are just like, Cole, do you think there's a competitive advantage in knowing whether Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields is starting? They both stink. It's not kind of competitive advantage. Nobody's like, oh, ooh, you got us on that one.
They're on a bye week after this as well.
Yeah. They'll make the quarterback change after that, maybe. We'll see. But it's, yeah, I don't care.
You're right. And deep down, it doesn't matter.
No.
Let's get to it, JT.
Trash of the day.
All right, go to Tokyo. Four people were arrested there. They're trying to smuggle some items, some things. This is a new one. We've heard of like some bizarre, like smuggling turtles or snakes. Yeah. Or this is a little bit different. So Japanese authorities arrested one man and three women after police broke up a scheme to smuggle gold into the country from Hong Kong. So the main suspect is accused of having these two women wear underwear with almost 18 pounds of concealed gold powder on a flight. This was worth around $650,000. 18 pounds of concealed gold powder is worth $650,000.
Wow, I mean, feels
like three women who already knew each other reportedly received the golden underwear from another man in Hong Kong. He faces charges linked to smuggling, as do the women, for their roles in this scheme. Golden powder. 18 pounds of that? That's the rate?
Dude, 650. Do you know how much gold is a troy ounce right now?
Well, gold stock is higher than ever, man. Yeah.
Like, just gold and out. Like, and they I don't know why. They measure precious metals in troy ounce, which is actually not like a regular ounce. I don't remember what the difference is. I just know that they do that.
Nerd.
$4,000 an ounce gold. So if for some reason you just got like, you know, your grandparents' old necklace. Or, I mean, it's going for $4,000 an ounce for gold. So, yeah, I'm not surprised this person was trying to smuggle gold dust in underwear. That tracks.
Gold powder.
That's a lot, though. Who caught that on the X-ray machine, you know?
I'm guessing fairly easy.
That's a lot of...
They're probably like, oh, there's a lot of this underwear. There's something popping up on each one of their underwear.
How does that... I want to know what that looks like.
Do they have to say, hey, we got to pat you down. Okay, we pat you down. And could they feel the gold powder?
And what do you say as an excuse? You just
it's 18 like, pounds, so...
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot. You should have used more people, I guess. Because you can't have 9 pounds each in your underwear. What I'm asking, Gold, is like, if you'd had quite a bit in there, could you have just been like, sorry, I haven't been, you know, maintaining myself well lately. What excuse can you have to try to avoid, like, the pat-down part turning into, like, a we're taking you into the back room for a full search?
Yeah, I don't know.
Baby powder? I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's baby powder I put it on me. I chafe a lot.
I don't know if it's so obvious. Like, if anybody listens that works in for TSA, like, how obvious would this be when you look on it? Now, this is in China, so their system's a little bit different, but they still have security. It's not TSA, sure. But like, how obvious would that be if I had gold powder in my underwear? How obvious is this when I walk through?
I think it'd be fairly obvious you had 9 pounds of it.
Right, but if I just
had... Versus it was like, let's say you had an ounce of it.
Would you know?
I think an ounce, no one's catching it.
$4,000.
But then an ounce at a time for all those pounds, you're going to need a lot of... That's a lot of people trying to smuggle gold powder through.
A lot of smugglers you got to pay,
you know? Yeah.
Is it safe to have it down there? Like, I don't even know.
That's a great question. Can't say that I know.
I'm just saying, it feels like it's unsafe.
The text line, we're not doing that joke, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much. There's a few of you there. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, I thought it was two women. I'm sorry. They said three women. That's why someone says, don't do math. 3 women is 6 pounds each. Someone I thought it was gold. Two women.
Yeah, someone else says,
my bad.
Alex, don't you carry around 180 pounds of gold every day? That's right. Stock is up on gold. Stock is up.
You should quit this damn job if you've got 180 pounds of gold somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just tell you right now, Gold, if that's what you've got carrying around,
quit your job. Surprised there wasn't gold smuggling the gold. That would have been golden.
Do you own anything made of gold?
No.
Not a single thing?
Do I personally?
Not a necklace? Not a bracelet?
Actual gold?
No. Yeah.
No.
Seems kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, my last name's gold. It means I just have gold bars chilling in the house.
I just feel like you should have, like, one bullion, you know?
I wish.
Like, one little ounce.
I wish. Yeah, I went panning for gold in Colorado Springs once. The biggest waste of time.
I did that once.
Biggest waste of time.
Yeah,
You're there, and you're freezing your butt. You're in the boots. It's cold. The water's ice cold right off the mountain. And just to get the tiniest little flake, maybe, if you're lucky.
The one I did was, like, downtown 4th of July for Breckenridge, and they put a couple of small pieces of real gold, I think, is like part of like the draw, but then they would also put like pyrite, fool's gold, right? So you just like paint it for gold. Like, what a waste of time as a kid. Just like having you like goof around.
You know, okay, I know this is
what's
a while.
Fool gold going for an ounce? What's the rate on that?
I'm just thinking, like, what if one of the ladies had to take like a little fart, and all of a sudden they just blow the dust JT. out.
now it's an awesome powers movie for JT all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, I think this came up. This came to my head because of Dusty Likens asking me and Cody the question he asked us in the bullpen.
I wasn't there. What did he ask?
He came through and asked Speck, me, JT, stopped Alan, the program director over at KMBZ. Have you ever sharted?
He just asked that randomly?
Yes. To every person he saw on the main floor.
What was the reason behind it?
Apparently Bob's never done it.
Oh. I don't buy that.
I don't believe that anybody's.
I don't buy that.
Speck said he hasn't either.
Anybody that's over the age of 30, there's no.
It's okay to.
There's no way. Anybody over the age of 30 has never had that happen once where you thought you were good. You thought you were good.
I don't believe.
I believe
it's a 100% of society rate. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Again, yeah. If you're over a certain age too, I think it absolutely has happened.
Someone says pyrite is worthless. I figured, man.
All right. Up next, we'll get into the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Thank you, Tech Slided. Some of those are pretty hilarious. We'll talk about something that you and I have advocated for a few years, and it now sounds like there's momentum from the league as the fall league meeting is going on. We'll tell you what that is next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour.
every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net. I am glad to see the text line not be too proud to admit that they've sharded before. Every person on the planet, I think, should not be afraid to admit that has occurred.
If you're over a certain age, I think there's no way it hasn't happened to you once. Whether you were drinking, whether it just, you
had a little too much confidence.
Yeah, you just didn't trust it. You trusted it too much, I should say. Whatever, it's happened. Anyway, all right, back to some Chiefs football and something that could impact every team in the NFL. Fall meetings are going on in New York, and the NFL's Troy Vincent told owners yesterday, hey, it may be time for you to reconsider the 4th-and-15 or 4th-and-20 alternative to the onside kick this offseason. This has been discussed a little bit. You and I have said for a few offseasons now, this should be an option for any team. Onside kicks now, because of the safety adjustments, it's like two or three a season, maybe, that you convert. And I'm not saying it should be 50-50 either, okay?
No, it should be hard.
It's supposed to be very difficult, but also it's a waste of time. And so I love the idea, and especially if you think you have one of the elite quarterbacks, you should love the idea.
Oh, hell yeah.
That if you are down and it's the fourth quarter and the Chiefs are down 14 points and they get a touchdown to make it a two possession game with 12 minutes to go, they should be able to say, hey, 4th-and-20 or 4th-and-15, 4th-and-20, we're going to try to convert. And penalties apply on that play too. So pass interference, it's an automatic first down. You convert and you get the ball. I love this one. As a viewer, I think it'd be way more exciting. Team is down 14, because again, there has to be some restriction. You can't do this in the first quarter, okay? Or first
not that
half.
Anybody would. They wouldn't put themselves in that spot.
I don't think so. It's got to be something you can only do in the fourth quarter, and you got to be down. You know, you got to be behind a possession in the fourth quarter, or at least a possession behind in the fourth quarter. I love this. I know some people think, well, no, like this is going to allow teams to get back in games, but that's kind of the point.
Look, in every other. Not in every sport. Like, I understand basketball doesn't have, like, a 10-point line, right? So there's not, you know, but they have the full court heave. You can, hypothetically, still give yourself a Hail Mary chance at the end of a game that, like, you kind of want a chance to come back. I understand football's unique. In baseball, you have to just keep hitting. You just have the same number of outs. You don't have, like, a different, but, Gold, if you're down 10 runs, in the bottom of the 10th, you can still hit through your entire lineup and actually have a chance to do it. Is it a long shot? Sure, but at least you can still do it. In the NFL, it could be a close game the entire time. A team goes down and scores. Or let's say you're down 10 and you score last minute, but it's been a close enough game. I should have a chance to actually compete in this. The onside kick is useless. It is a meaningless play. So either just tell me there's no way to come back from a game late and you should just kneel down and give up. Or give a team.
I mean, the Broncos just came back from down 19-0, right?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, in the final possession is in, if I can't get an onside kick, either eliminate the play and just say, sorry, you can't come back, oops, or give me an actual chance to do it. They also said they're going to use maybe, they're looking at AI as a way to help referees. I don't know how that'll go.
Oh, boy.
I don't know that I love the sound of that.
And people are going to come with new conspiracies that it somehow got hacked and all this stuff.
They wrote the algorithm in favor of Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Look, I
mean, the first response on this onside kick thing, alternative on Twitter to the report from Troy Vincent, it's Mark Maskey, I think, is who tweeted out. One of the first responses, ah, yes, 4th-and-15, so we can watch the Chiefs never lose a game again because they'll get a flag for nonsense on the defense.
Admit it,
it's like the seventh response. Yeah.
So I'll admit, it is decidedly an advantage for better teams. I would argue that everything you do on a football field is an advantage for better teams. Mm. So this would fall right in line with that. I could be talked into, if they wanted to make one change Gold, I could be talked into that for the 4th-and-20 play, as an untimed play, that it is only the yardage, not a spot foul for that. So pass interference would be 15-yarder, illegal contact would be a 5-yarder, but I still got to do the 4th-and-15. I still have to earn the first down. So does that make sense?
So you're saying, let's say it's 4th-and-20, onside kick alternative, Chiefs are down, they decide, all right, we're going to go for this, whatever they're going to call it, onside alternative. Patrick Mahomes drops back to pass, roughing the passer, passes incomplete, 15-yard penalty.
It is now 4th-and-5, and I still have to
You don't want the automatic penalty.
But then I here's
where
this
here's where, so
well, then I might illegal contact the hell out of him on the first place.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it's like,
yeah,
as much as you're saying you don't want the automatic, if I'm a defender and I know I'm about to give up 20 yards, well then absolutely I'm tackling the guy.
Sure.
I mean, I in that scenario,
you're essentially giving him a free pass at the penalty. That exists in the game, though, I will say.
Yeah.
There are moments in a game in which a player might take a penalty in order to do it. I'm saying I'd hear it out. I'm not saying it's something I'd call for. I think I'd rather just prefer don't commit a penalty. Don't commit pass interference.
Yeah.
If it's fourth and 20, that's a bad idea.
My wrinkle on this would be if, in fact, they vote on this offseason, it sounds like they will. How about there has to still be a, other than you don't get the ball like on an onside kick, there needs to be a yardage, a possession penalty. What I mean is fourth and 20 and I don't get it. I have to attempt my own fourth and 20 from my own like 15 or 10. I want my opponent, if they stop me, they're already in field goal range to add another 3 points.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to, there has to be a strong penalty. I should not be doing the fourth and 20 from midfield.
Here's what I think should happen. I think the fourth and 20 should be from the 25 or 30, but it just resets. It's like getting the onside kick. I got to go back to the 30 and start my drive. Because here's the problem. It's like, if I started at the fourth and 20 starts from the 20 gold, and I get the 20, I'm already in field goal range. I'm at the damn 40. Have you seen the way NFL kickers are making it? I'm 5 yards away from tying this thing up. I think you get the fourth and 20. It is an untimed play, kind of like an onside kick. If I get the 20, then the drive starts like I just kicked the ball out of bounds. I still got to start at the 30. The 20 yards are irrelevant from the distance perspective. I just got to get 20 yards.
See, that's where it gets too tricky, though.
Back.
Because if I, on the fourth and 20, if I score a touchdown off it, you're telling me that doesn't count? We have to, I got past the 20 yards. Oh, I just got to run out of bounds. That doesn't work. No, that has to, that play would, my understanding is with the onside kick alternative, the fourth and 20,
and if I get good field position,
if I get 35 yards, then I get 35 yards. It's not like, oh, you go back. That they don't do that any other part of the game, period. So I don't think that would be what they would.
Speaking of AI, do you think ChatGPT can tell me what percentage of fourth and 20s are converted in the NFL?
I'm sure it can figure that out for you, historically, yeah.
That's what I'm kind of curious about at this point. I understand, like, I guess I'm open to other alternatives. Gold, I did just go through the same thing you did. And look, the amount of tweets accusing this of being a Chiefs-related rule issue is kind of weird. And you guys all have a problem. Is it bots at this point?
A lot of
you
it
have
is.
A thing that someone says the Chiefs need all the help, and you're like, what?
No, a lot of
they're
it,
not even the team requesting this rule.
We're all on social media. We all see how, especially on Twitter in particular, whether it's for sports or anything else, it's full of bots. I mean, a lot of these things are not real people arguing. Either people with 4 followers and an egg for an account profile photo, and they're arguing stuff that's, you know, programmed basically. So,
I guess here's the what percentage of it's a long shot. Do you want? They still do have to finish the drive, either score the touchdown or those things, and to go into it. So, like, I mean, there is a lot doing this. There have been fourth and 20 or more are converted at. There's been 2 of the last 39 converted.
Okay, that's fine.
That feels about right.
It's not supposed to be something that should be happening all the time.
No, I mean, but like, that's cool.
But it's way more exciting to watch than an onside kick, is my argument. And it sounds like the NFL, again, Troy Vincent, who's with the league office, is they're starting to push owners to, hey, we should start doing this. And I think there's a real chance it passes in March.
I think they're just tired of, like, for the same reason they changed the kickoff rule, to make it so that people return kicks and it's working. Gold, they don't want a play that is essentially useless. Yeah. Right now, the onside kick is a useless play. We're all just standing there, go, we know it's not going to get recovered. We're all watching the same thing, and they try to turn the ball on the side or kick it 78 yards in the air, and they try to kick it with their back heel to throw you off. They try a million different stupid ways of trying to get there, and it's always meaningless. It is a meaningless play. Nobody wants a meaningless play in their sport.
Onside kick success rate. Back when the safety rules weren't changed in 2015, it was 15% of the time. In 2017, it was actually 21% of all onside kicks. Then the running start got banned. So it went from 21% of onside kicks down to 7. Then dynamic kickoff was implemented last year, and onside kick percentage, as far as success rate, went down to 6.4. And so they're not going to change the safety stuff. We know where the league is at least attempting to try to be at. So this would be that's why an onside kick alternative. And I think it has a real chance of happening. Yes, it feels a little XFL-y, UFL-y, whatever the league's called now. But there it's at. By the way, some breaking news out of D.C., my colleague who I host a show with on Saturdays who does radio in D.C., Grant Paulson, just tweeted out 5 seconds ago, Jaden Daniels will not play on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. He's been ruled out, a source confirms. So the Chiefs are going to face Marcus Mariota, who will make his third start in 7 games.
It's hard for me to imagine a world in which the Commanders are getting this game if Jaden Daniels is out, like Grant is saying. If he's out, well then, you know, what do you have any concerns remaining for the game?
I mean, the Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites. It's going to go up from there.
You think it'll go up to what? 12.5?
Yeah, it'll be like the Raiders 11.5-point spread.
I mean, look,
not that they're going to win 31-0, but the spread will be
very similar.
The Commanders
are not playing good football. And now they're without their starting quarterback. So I'm not saying that it's not an important injury. It obviously is. And good for Grant for getting that scoop. Yeah, I see Jeremy Fowler and other people retweeting it as well now. Or not retweeting it, sharing a similar story. The source obviously getting to multiple people. Not a long-term injury, but the Commanders will not risk it this Monday. So yeah, breaking news, Jaden Daniels out for this game on Monday. We now give what percentage chance, knowing that, do you give the Commanders to win the game on Monday? It's an NFL game.
Yeah.
Anybody can win.
Yeah, exactly.
15? 10? It's not high, man.
Yeah, probably 15%.
It's not a high percentage. Whatever it is. You know, it sucks for ESPN. This is really small.
Yeah, but Monday night. We don't get Mahomes versus Daniels, which does suck.
I'll give him a lot of credit. Like in speaking in some
Chiefs
of
Chiefs are already up to 11.5-point favorites. It's already that's exactly what the line is.
Somebody got on there quick.
Yeah.
So in speaking before the season, some of the schedule makers, I think it was on the podcast of Nick Jacobs and Matt Derrick do together. And listening before the season, they talked about like early in the season, we're gonna put these two teams together because they're probably gonna be healthy. Neither of the team will be out of it yet. Therefore, we'll have Patrick Mahomes versus Jaden Daniels. A little juicy Monday night football matchup. And now we're getting Patrick Mahomes versus Marcus Mariota.
If you're wanting the actual
way less juice.
If you're wanting the actual math answer to your question of the percentage chance for the Commanders to win, based on betting odds, they are at a 16.6% chance to beat the Chiefs. That's what the betting market is saying.
Well, we were pretty close there with our old 15% we tossed out there, huh?
Yeah.
Not so bad. No. I mean, at least in the range. So yeah, Jaden Daniels not going to play Monday night. Now I guess the question comes down to, is this going to be Kansas City's fourth blowout in their last 5 games? Kansas City has, I would say, by NFL standards, throttled 3 of the last 4 opponents. They have won by double digits in 3 of the last 4 games. One of them was, you know, like as bad as it gets. If you make that a blowout for every time, it's not that. But they beat the Lions by 14. They beat the Giants by 14. Or the Ravens, sorry, by like 14. They've been beating teams up.
Yeah, I mean, look, Deebo Samuel's back to practice. Terry McLaurin's back to practice. They were at without both, so they will have some of their wide receivers back. I haven't looked. Mariota's played in, 3 games this year?
They lost Torrance Armstrong for the year. That's their best pass rusher so far this season.
What's Mariota's? Okay, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions this year, 60% completion, 1-1 record, 426 yards. Those were against Dallas. He came in late. Okay, that one doesn't count. Against Atlanta, they lost 34-27. He was 16-27, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. And then they beat the Raiders, which everybody does seemingly, 15-21 for 207 and a touchdown. The pedestrian stuff.
Marcus Mariota gives me PTSD, though. Every time I think of him.
Pass to himself.
Pass to himself for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was
Patrick Mahomes.
By the way, Mariota or Mariota? I keep screwing it up.
Mariota?
See?
That's what I'm saying. Now you got me thinking.
See what I'm saying? I thought I screwed it up earlier, I think.
Go to Pro Football Reference? Maybe they'll tell you.
Because we both said different ways is what I was.
He's not good enough to know. Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. Okay. Mariota. Thank you.
But yeah, he gives me PTSD. Every time I see him, I just see him making the catch and diving into the end zone.
Yeah.
Primo Holmes.
I know.
We discuss things as if like before they found, you know, like the tablet to unlock ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. You know, we talk about like there are things that existed in the Chiefs lore that were things you should actually fear. Those existed. Primo Holmes. Now, same, what's great about this is that he gets to be PM either way, right? Patrick Mahomes, pre-Mahomes. And then post-Mahomes, we describe those things quite a bit differently. Hmm. I don't fear the Colts the same way. I don't fear Marcus Mariota catching his own touchdown pass in what is one of the most ridiculous plays I've ever seen in NFL history.
I know we already had a conversation planned later on in the 1 o'clock hour, about Jaden Daniels and where he's at compared to some of the other top quarterbacks. He was awesome last year, historically great. get a little, like, hamstring strains can happen to anybody. Okay. That's not a, but he's had a little knee thing. He's got a hamstring now. Like, this year has been, it's not a lost season, but he's now going to miss, what is that? Is his fourth game already?
Yes. And what the way I view, and you and I have talked a lot about, because it's really difficult to diagnose young quarterbacks, who to give a contract to, all this other stuff. I've really kind of settled into, I think year three is more important than year two. Year three tells me a lot about where you are as a quarterback. Year one can be a liar one way or the other. You can be C.J. Stroud in year one, Jaden Daniels in year one, and then year two can tell a slightly different story. Hell, even Drake May didn't impress me a ton in year one. Looks real good in year two. Year three is really the truth teller of, do you take a step forward and settle into where you belong amongst starting NFL quarterbacks? You know where you are. You know who your coach is. You know where you belong. And you establish what level of play you give every week. Year two, you get dinged up a little bit cold. I'll forgive it in a few ways. I'll give you a little grace. And you had a hamstring thing come up. Injuries happen. Year three, you start getting hurt again and missing games. Year three, you make some mistakes. Because if you look at the numbers on paper, Jaden Daniels is actually having a fine year when he plays.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they've had problems on defense. They've been missing some weapons. He has not played bad.
No, I mean, McLaurin and Deebo Samuel have missed multiple games, and that's a major problem for them. They're relying on, you know, I know Jacory Kroski-Merritt is a great story, Bill, as they call him in D.C., but they're like, he's been their most reliable playmaker. I mean, that's who you're counting on if you're D.C.
This, I mean, going into the season, this does kind of stink, I guess, if you were I'll say, going into the season, we spent an entire topic saying, what on the Chiefs schedule is the game you would want to go to Arrowhead to the most? Which is the game you are the most excited about? And a lot of you, when we had that conversation, Alex included, a lot of you looked at the schedule and you said, I can't wait for Monday Night Football. Patrick Mahomes versus the rookie of the year last year, Jaden Daniels, home on Monday Night Football. Ooh.
Yeah, that was... Because I've seen Chiefs Bills a lot. I've seen Chiefs Broncos plenty of times and all that.
Chiefs Baltimore.
I was excited to see Jaden Daniels in person play a football game and go up against Mahomes. And for the Chiefs' sake, it's obviously good that they're going to face Mariota instead. But it's a bummer. Got some friends coming into town as well for the game. So
could you imagine before the season if I convinced you that Daniel Jones and Colts Chiefs at home is a much bigger game to go
watch? I was about to say, that's going to be more intriguing than the Commanders game.
True.
Oh, now? Yeah, by a mile.
Do you think they flex that? I've heard they might, but do you think flex it?
I think it'll be a 325.
Colts Chiefs?
Yeah, I don't think it flexed to Sunday Night Football. We looked at the there was a pretty good Sunday Night game already.
Yeah, it was like Rams, Packers, or Rams, Bucks.
But yeah, I'm sure Joe Buck and Troy Aikman aren't thrilled that it's Mariota instead of Jaden Daniels. ESPN's not thrilled about that, but it is, you know, it's the NFL. The Chiefs up to 11.5 point favorites right there.
Chiefs win that one, which they are currently a heavy favorite of. They have won 5 of their last 6 games. That Jacksonville one's going to haunt me for a huge show. If they miss the 1 seed by 1 game, I know that's the game I'm going back to. I won't go back to Philly. I won't go back to the Chargers. I will absolutely go back to that Jags game, a game that they were up 14-0 in and let slip away. In case you're just tuning in, Jaden Daniels, by every source imaginable, will be out for the game against the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. It'll be Marcus Mariota starting in his place. So, and obviously a decided shift. I'd be surprised if it stops at 11.5 and doesn't get to 12.5 by the time.
The Chiefs closed as 13.5 point favorites against the Raiders. Now, the Commanders are a better football team than Vegas, but it's Monday night at Arrowhead. The Chiefs are rolling right now. Yeah, I think it could be 12 or 12.5. The Chiefs are not going to win 31-0, but there's a chance that the Chiefs, if they could not give the Commanders any hope early, like if the Chiefs have an ability to get a quick stop early in the game, and they go down and score, and all of a sudden it's 10-0 or 14-0. It feels like ball game already at that point in time.
What's Mariota going to do? Come from behind? Feels like another good opportunity, admittedly, for the Chiefs defense to really shine again.
Especially if Deebo doesn't play.
Yeah.
Now he is back to practice.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like those two are back, are going to be back, unless there's a setback.
Unless there's a setback, okay.
But they've done a good job against number one wide receivers. That's not been where their problem has been. I almost asked you this question before. Maybe it's a longer topic for later in the week, but like I was thinking about their defense, and we understand they're top 5 in yardage allowed. They are top 6 in points allowed per game. But what I was trying to decide is, what do I like best about them as a defense? And your answer can't be Spags. Like, what is it like from a player perspective? Maybe we can get into it later in the week.
Yeah.
But that's always like what I really like in these matchups with like Terry McLaurin or the way they've stopped the run. I looked at the way Jahmyr Gibbs ran last week, Gold, and I told myself, damn, they did a really nice job against Jahmyr Gibbs. They held him to zero catches and like 40 yards on the ground. Yeah. Like, and he is an electric player to go with there. But yeah, this matchup changes quite a bit just based on that.
Someone was asking, does it change the game into a trap game now? I don't think so. I think the Chiefs are still a 4-3 football team. We're all feeling, but they a loss and they're back to 500. They don't have the wiggle room in their own division. They certainly don't have the wiggle room in the number one seed conversation. I think this is different. If this team was undefeated, they were sitting here at 6-1 like the Colts or something, then maybe you could talk me into it. They're overlooking them. The Bills are on the horizon. I think this team dug themselves a hole. They know that. 0-2 to start. They just finally got out of it above water to get to 4-3. I don't think
still
you're
the wall
when you're 4-3
you know?
In third place in your division. You can't. There's to me there is no trap game when you're 4-3.
Yeah, I agree. You're still fighting for too much. You're still in, yeah, like you said, third place. The only team you're above right now is the absolutely worthless Las Vegas Raiders. So no, there's still a lot of work left to do, at least on that end. So I think in a weird way, these close games that they used to fight ugly, I also think they used to fight ugly because they had to. Because they weren't an explosive team.
Yeah, the big play
and
stuff
now,
them out.
That's what I was just mentioning. They've blown out three of their last four opponents. Like, they've won those games easily. They were against Baltimore, an admittedly bad team, especially because they didn't have Lamar Jackson. The Lions, who are a very good team on that end, and they took it. Raiders are an awful team, but they buried them in a way I see very few teams bury a team. So, like, I just think that they're... I don't think they're going to sleepwalk on very many teams right now.
Up next, we'll get to what's trending, then we'll get back into the rest of the schedule for Kansas City, which now, obviously, Monday night looks a little bit differently. But when's the next time you think the Chiefs lose a football game? That's next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.